Bob and Pam, spring has sprung. And you know what that means? It's baby season. Especially baby calves are being born en masse. That means more cows in the barn, producing more milk. Along with spring's green grass and warmer weather, comes the possibilities of a whole new set of health issues. Kelsey Steffenhagen is a dairy nutritionist that works with dairy producers to keep the cows in their herds and the young stock on the farm as healthy and as productive as possible. Kelsey says no year is exactly the same. I asked her to tell us about any health issues we needed to be aware of or any tips she could offer to keep our animals healthy and productive.
We are noticing a lot of pneumonia this time of year because, as we all know, in the Midwest, weather is never consistent. So with the drastic weather changes, we are noticing a lot of pneumonia. And the most we can do for that is keep on vaccine protocols and keep an eye on those calves if we are noticing any signs of pneumonia and just make them comfortable for the weather. We are also noticing some Clostridia because calves are being bedded with corn stalks. And the molds in the corn stalks and the dust is leading to Clostridia.
Tell us more about that. How do we deal with that Clostridia?
I would say the best way is to prevent it rather than deal with it. And the best way really is to just bed them with shavings or straw. And a lot of farmers don't realize that until it's too late.
These issues that we're dealing with this time of year, are these pretty common? Or is this Clostridia that you're talking about, is that popped up this year?
No, a lot of farmers know to be aware for these things, and they are pretty repetitive. So I would not say it's a new thing for this year.
We're feeding these cows feed that was put up last year. So it's hard to think back to last summer and last fall. But, you know, are there anything that we need to be looking out for? Is there extra mold and that kind of thing? Talk to us.
The biggest thing that I've noticed about last year's crop is it is taking longer to see the full benefit of the starch in the corn kernels when we're talking about corn silage. And this is because it matured very fast last year. You know, last year we had a really good growing season and the crop matured very fast. So usually after the harvest is completed, it takes about 90 days for the corn silage to be at its highest digestibility and availability for starch. And this year, with the rapid maturity, it's taking about 150 to 180 days. So something that I noticed just doing rations is you have to feed for a lot more starch. So you just have to feed more ground corn kind of to make up for that.
Kelsey, it seems today like producers are breeding larger cows. Is this changing the way that we need to be looking after nutrition for them?
Yeah, absolutely. As the cows get bigger and bigger, we need to be focusing on the more they're going to eat. So a lot of farmers kind of forget that and want to feed to empty bunks. But if we're not meeting their nutrient requirements, then that's also hurting us in the bulk tank, and they're not going to make the most amount of milk if the feed isn't available to them.
Do you think we're going to continue to breed these animals to be larger? And what's the benefit?
I do think we will, because obviously the larger the animal, the more they're going to eat. And the more they're going to eat, the more they're going to milk.
Let's talk about young stock nutrition for a bit. What's the, you know, the biggest common mistake or most commonly overlooked when it comes to nutrition and young stock?
Unfortunately, a lot of producers don't pay as much attention to their young stock. They kind of think of them as garbage disposals, and they might get just some refusal from the milk cows or dry cows, or they might get the poor quality feed. So in return, that's going to affect them further down the road because they're not getting feed that's designed for them or focused towards them. So then, you know, once they are milk cows, that might hurt them a little bit there. And a lot of farmers don't focus on them because they're not the ones currently making the money. They're not milking. They're not making the money. But then it's also very important that we focus on them because they are the future.
With milk prices being where they are, some producers are simply being forced to only feed bare bones rations, if you would. Tell us about that. What kind of harm are we really doing to our animals, and what absolutely cannot be skipped in a ration?
I am all for helping producers save money and still succeed. So I would have to say that it really depends on the quality of the forages and the availability. So every farm is different. Some farms don't make as much haylage as others and things like that. So our job is to supplement. So if you have a poor quality haylage, that means we're going to have to feed more of the components, say more calcium or more protein to go along with that haylage. It really comes down to how well that your forage was put up. But every ration has requirements. So you have to be at a certain protein level, you have to be at a certain calcium level, you have to be at a certain iron level, and all those things. So depending on the quality and availability of your forage, we're going to have to supplement using all of those things. But all of those requirements have to be met regardless. So I'd say there's no skipping or cutting corners there.
For some people that don't understand, we do feed animals or we feed our cows for two reasons, right?
Yes, you're exactly right. We feed for production and maintenance. So essentially, when we feed for production, we want to push our animals to get the maximum amount of production so we can obviously provide for the world. So with that being said, when I visit a lot of farmers, they say, I need to be at this production minimum. That might be 70, that might be 80, that might be 100. So our job is to get the minimum at least. And, you know, if milk prices were a lot better, we could push the cows a little harder and push better ingredients and all those extra supplements in them to get a better production.
How's technology changing the way we take care of these cows?
Technology is changing rapidly, not only, you know, in the entire world, but with agriculture. And I'd say more and more, even farms that I step on that only milk 70 cows, they have the collars and they have the automatic feed pusher uppers. They have everything that these 2,000 cow dairies do. And all of those things are essentially to lead for more milk production. As far as on the nutrition side of things and ingredients, they're constantly coming out with new ingredients to make the cows more efficient and to get those extra 3 pounds of milk and to make them more cost effective as well.
Many producers are probably just taking what the nutritionist has to say for gospel, if you would. What kind of questions should producers be asking their nutritionist? What kind of things do they need to know to help make better decisions?
It's important when producers are working with their nutritionists that they use them as a resource. They're constantly asking questions about how does this benefit me? How does this benefit my animals? And if a nutritionist is suggesting any sort of changes, it's important that the producer is understanding those changes and asking questions. Well, how is this going to affect my farm? How is this going to affect my cows? So I can't stress enough that any possible question a producer might have to ask their nutritionist, because that's what we're here for.
There's a strong belief that the more milk we get out of our cow, the shorter her lifespan is on the farm. Is that necessarily true?
I wouldn't say it's true. That always comes down to the maintenance of the animal and the maintenance of the farm. Just because she milks 110 pounds a day doesn't mean she's only going to live for 6 years. More information is always available through your nutritionist. That's exactly why we're here. We go and visit these conferences, and we are constantly going through training to help better ourselves, to help better our producers and meet their goals.
Well, there you have it. Kelsey says you must be watching your calves for pneumonia, as this is the time of the year that it rears its ugly head. Additionally, make sure you're not cheating your young stock when it comes to nutrition. And most important, make sure you talk to your nutritionist so you understand your dairy cattle's ration inside and out. From the southern end of the world's longest barn here in Madison, I'm Bryant Gill.